All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. My apologies. If it pukes on us again, I got to restart the whole thing. It's no fun. Where was I? So 9 months later, I get the beef stroganoff, but I'm young, impressionable, but things started to happen in my brain. I'm like, I don't know if this is the right move. It's like, hey, we're starving. We have no food and no money. So I call up Tim. I go, hey, buddy, I got $6 in my bank account and I'm starving. What do I do? He goes, I want you to go and get your dream building materials, your sports car, your boat pictures, your dreams of going on a vacation in the Swiss Alps. And I want you to look at those, and those will satisfy your hunger. Oh, boy. I don't know. So, meanwhile, me and him have like $7 between us. Both vehicles barely run. And Man Bun Chris says, did you have Jocko for your rep? Yeah, you're right. I do detect that. So, all right. Then it came down to the tires for this 1982 Chevrolet Chevette that we owned, which are teeny weeny tires. Like if I were to go to Discount Tire back then and buy a set of four tires, it's probably about $180 for four tires. Dirt cheap. And Tim says, you need tires? Good. Go into the catalog and buy your tires. Those are big point items. You're going to get lots of points on your dividend check. And I'll get lots of points too. And so will the people above me in this structure that is not at all shaped like a pyramid. So I went and I called up like all my brothers and borrowed money from them for the tires. And the tires were like $850. My God. And so that was that. The next red flag was getting a call. It was like Sunday at like 7 or 8 p.m. Hey, road trip. What's up? We're going to Asheville, North Carolina on a mystery trip. There's a big revival. Huh? Ogmandino's gonna speak. Who the fuck is? Shut up. Fuck you. Be waiting out in front with your wife. We get in this car and we drive all night to Asheville, North Carolina. And we get there and I'm like, fuck, the sun's up. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Pooh Bear and I are looking at each other like, what are we doing? Shut up. We're going to see Og. Ogmandino was he's dead, was a motivational speaker or author. You know, he wrote all these self-help books. There's several of them. And we're in this fucking venue inside of the venue in Asheville, North Carolina. And it was a lot like a revival, you know, and they're doing a altar. There's a real religious angle to it. And one of the guys is on stage and he's like talking about dreams and getting wealthy. And he's like putting his hand on people and they're falling over like Benny Hinn Ministries. I'll never forget. I'm like, what the fuck? Very, very cult-like. So I go to Tim and I go, hey, you want to get something to eat? Shut up. I go, what? You're not buying any food. You got to buy your dreams. Yeah, but I'm hungry. Shut up. And he goes, you got to buy all of Og Mandino's books. They're on sale in the concourse. And you got to buy all these tapes of Rich Diamond distributors and listen to these tapes in your Chevette. And I'm like, I do? Shut up. Go buy them. So I went to go buy them and my card was declined. So I had to, true story, this is a true story. Go to the fucking payphone, flip the card over, dial the number. Hello? Yes, I'd like a credit increase. And they actually, on the Discover card, all right, we have increased your credit to $700. Awesome. Thanks for making my dreams come true. So I walk back up to the thing and there's this rich fuck selling me the books. And kerchunk, he takes my card and I got my stupid fucking books and these goddamn tapes. And it's like a hard plastic. You like open it up and each of the tapes are in their own like spot imprinted on the inside. And, you know, I'm then driving around. I put the tape in. I'm like, yeah, fucking. Yeah, this is motivating. This is so great. God, I'm going to be so rich. You know, car's running out of gas. I don't have two nickels to rub together. All my money is going into this goddamn scam. And then finally, the guy who was above me, or like Tim was above me, but there's another dude that was above him. And he lived in GR. He lived in Grand Rapids here. And I don't remember his name. He's probably dead now. But I called him and I said, hey, and I had some questions about this whole thing that were like questions that if you're asking them, the person hearing them would be like, oh, he's waking up. He's realizing that this is a goddamn scam. And so he gets defensive with me when I'm saying, well, sir, I mean, those tires were $800. Shut up. Those tires are going to make you and Tim and me rich. We're building dreams here. This is a gift from God. Fuck you. So this guy like kicks my ass. I'm like, holy shit. And so, like, he hangs up on me. And then I call Tim. I'm like, hey, Tim, shut up. So it was awful. And they turned on me, you know, because they realized that I was done giving them the points. And I think I got one dividend check, I'm not kidding you, for like $3. And this took several months for me. And Pooh Bear was much smarter about it than me. She's like, honey, I mean, we're broke. We're starving. We're still waiting on the beef stroganoff. The tires haven't gotten here. That's terrible. And then they like deliver those tires. They're like, just throw them on your porch. And then I got to go someplace. Hey, will you put these tires on? Fuck you. You didn't buy them here. It was awful. It was a horrible experience. So then I'm like, all right, I'm now waking up. And it was like a moment of clarity where I was like, oh, I just got ripped off. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. And I remember I had like a tape recorder that I would oftentimes with a cassette in, you know, you just record. I would hit record and like put thoughts into it and notes and like bit ideas and stuff to talk about on the radio. I wish I still had this material because it would be hilarious to listen back to it now, what my notes were. but I hit record and I talked into that fucking thing. It's 45 minutes a side for like both sides. So for an hour and a half, I was like venting about what had happened. And, you know, it was a real rant. And I was furious that this had happened to me. And so then that ended. And then I don't know where that tape is. And then I gathered up all of those cassettes and the plastic books that were in that made them into a book, you know, that held all the tapes and all of the Og Mandino books. And I burned them. I lit a fire in the backyard and then crack, let's drink some fucking, what was that beer we used to drink? It was worse than Bush. Keystone. Let's drink some Keystones. Crack. Shit's burning. There's black smoke rolling off of it. Like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck your tires. Ugh. So bad. And just got rip-roaring drunk, just smoking and drinking all night long. It was like breaking up with a crazy bitch girlfriend. God damn, that was rough. And then, oh, I forgot this part. The line that Tim said that got me hooked. Remember, we're sitting around at the Holiday and he goes, "You're going to get rich just from doing what you're doing right now." I'm like, yeah, fuck yes. So then, you know, next time I go home, I go over to my dad's house, Charity Scam Mike's there. He's like, "Hey, God, those pleats and those pants sure are big. I didn't know you were wearing bolo ties." Yeah, man. That's a beautiful turquoise bolo tie. It's because I'm a dream builder. Huh? Yeah. I'm granting wishes. I'm building dreams. So it was the same thing. And then he said, okay. He got to the point where he's asking questions. I go, "You're doing it right now, man. You're doing it right now." And then, like, I did my whole presentation for my family, and they all have this look on their face like, "Oh, God, you sick fuck. You asshole." But they didn't have the heart to tell me, you know? Oh, shit. So bad. It's embarrassing. And it was the type of thing where they all realized that I was just a fuck stain, and that, but I was going to figure it out on my own. They knew that in like 3 months, I'd be like, yeah, that was a disaster. So they have never let me live that down. Occasionally, if this story comes up, the line, Charity Scam Mike will say, "You're doing it right now," which was my big reveal that, hey, it's time to get rich. Ugh. Cole writes, "How rich is Tim now?" I have looked him up, and I think he's doing radio somewhere. He's still, like, you know, living the dream. Donut Dan is here. He says, then several years later, here comes that damn fraud bus. We love you, bro. We all screw up from time to time. Hey, it's what colors our lives. Had that moment not have happened, if it never happened, I should say, we don't have this. Now, fast forward years later, and I'm meeting my bosses from the hockey team. It's David Van Andel and Dan DeVos. "Hey, guys." "Hey, EZ." And I have never once gotten the nerve to tell them this story. Young Adam Schwab says, "Did Tim ever make Diamond?" I don't know. And frankly, you know what is interesting is I don't know anybody who uses those products, but it's a unbelievably large business. The money they make is through the roof. But I don't ever see anybody using products, nor do I know anybody, nor have I had anybody approach me about with the old, hey, I got a business opportunity for you. Don't do it. Run. I think perhaps they might be like in different countries. Dan's word is that it is all overseas now. Linda says that Amway has shrunk drastically in the last 10 years. Interesting. You know, I'm such an asshole. I went and got a fantastically large drink of water when the Twitch stream crapped out again, and I left it in there. And I need it because my throat is on fire. All right. Let me shout out some of my amazing sponsors. When it comes to healthcare, Frank Fuss is the guru. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. Now, a couple things. If you pay for your insurance through your employer, you know, it's kind of like usually the cost is split. That's your scenario. And typically the employer gives you good, better, best that you can pay for. But the definition of good, better, best is relative to the employer. There's plenty of other insurance plans you can get that are better than the ones at your work. And have you noticed that at your work, every year the cost goes up and you get less? That's not great. I want you to do some math. Reach out to your HR person, or maybe you can just do it. Just determine how much you're paying. And if you are paying 9.75% of the money you earn in insurance, you are eligible to get a different insurance policy through healthcare.gov, which that opens up the door to more than just good, better, best from your employer. It opens up the door to a multitude of different companies with different insurance plans that will probably be less expensive than what you're paying for right now. How? Beyond my pay grade. Doesn't matter. But it's not beyond Frank Fuss's pay grade. So my advice to you is if you fall into that demograph, I guess, go to buyinsurancehere.com and ask to speak with Frank. On that form online, buyinsurancehere.com, you will hear from Frank or you will hear from Isaac, who is Frank's right-hand man. And he's a brilliant, amazing insurance agent slash broker as well. I've got a multitude of audience members who have taken advantage of Frank's services, which are, by the way, free. He gets paid by insurance companies. So do it. Go to buyinsurancehere.com if you need more information about how this works. Kuiper Tree Care just reached out to me and said, EZ, we want you to shoot a video with us doing some tree care with one of your supporters who has accepted a bid for us to take down some trees. And I'm like, I'm all about it. I want to be there. If you want to take advantage of what Kuiper Tree Care does, and that is get rid of past their prime trees or take care of storm damage or trim your trees or grind the stumps or assess what's wrong with your trees with their 3 certified arborists, you have to reach out. 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225. Amy says, the only time I get products now from Amway is at the Riverbank Run Expo because Amway sponsors it. When I was a kid, my mom bought Amway laundry soap. I remember when I was doing it, I said, hey, how come this toothpaste costs like $14? Well, it's concentrated. It is? Yeah, you have to use just a fraction of the amount of like you would put of Crest or Colgate on. If you do a full length of toothbrush of Colgate and Crest, all you have to do is a dot the size of like a period written on a piece of paper. And you can brush your teeth for 11 years with that one dot. It's the biggest crock of bullshit that has ever bullshitted. David is here. He says, Kuiper Tree Care does great work. Thank you. Thank you for calling upon them, and thank you for spreading the word. And if you've taken advantage of their what they do, and then you have someone in your life who you know or love and needs tree care, drop that name, and please have them drop my name. That's how this works. That's not nearly as much of a scam as what I told you about in the first half of this show. Hey, Tim, about this toothpaste. Shut up. David says I did recommend them to a coworker. Well, you're a saint. Thank you. Bob says, was the mac and cheese concentrated too? You only need to eat one noodle. So true. At least that's what they said. One box of mac and cheese will feed 3,000 people. Excuse me. Sorry. I don't like to cough on the mic, but that one kind of just took over on me. All right. I want to get to the story of this guy in Albany, New York, who has admitted to killing his mom and dad, who were elderly, in what he describes as a mercy killing. This doesn't look like the type of guy who would kill mom and dad. And he looks like the type of guy who would sell Amway. So from what I'm understanding, mom and dad had vanished a long time ago. And it might have been a scenario where, like, they didn't know a lot of people other than this guy. Like, maybe he was an only child. And, well, the Social Security benefits were still being used. Like, the money's still rolling in from Social Security on this dude. Or to this dude. And he's taking advantage of that. Well, then the cops figured out that there was a problem. And they found the bodies buried in the backyard. Now, before the arrest could be made of this guy, the guy went to the TV station in Albany, New York, and he's like, all right, I wanna confess. And they're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I killed my mom and dad. I want to confess to this. So they, you know, the cops were zeroing in on the dude to begin with. He goes on TV and records, I don't know if this was live or just recorded, but it's a 32-minute interview with the local news guy. So I want to play the key moment here. When, because he's being evasive, he had like a statement which was kind of like a confession, I guess. And the newsman's just trying to get the shit out of him, get him to say it. And he's like, it's all in there. And he goes, yeah, I know, but you're here. And if it is written down, I need you to say it. And the newsman does a good job of getting it out of this psychopath. But I'm under the impression that he killed them and they weren't like down with it. Like, mom and dad weren't like, hey, we want you to kill us. That's the way it seems to me. So I'm gonna get into this this part.
Came to bear on me.
Did one parent, did your mom or your dad more so than the other, ask you to take their lives?
They didn't explicitly say that, but they made it clear that they were going downhill.
When it actually happened, when your parents died, did they know it was happening to them?
Oh, yeah.
And they knew it was at your hand?
Well, yes, no one else's.
Right. So they They realized what you were doing to them as it happened.
Yes.
They knew that this was it for them, that they were perishing at your hand.
Yes. And it was so quick.
How did you do it?
Yeah, I can't talk about that.
Well, you've just told us that
right.
It was at your hand.
Right.
Were there drugs involved?
No,
was there a suffocation? You suffocated them. You suffocated your parents.
Yeah.
That was the best way to take their lives, through suffocation.
Basically.
Which parent did you suffocate first?
My father. And he, after he died, my mother put her head on his chest. And she was there for a few hours. And then I finished her.
And then what did you do?
I masturbated.
Did you bury them immediately?
No. I didn't know what to do after that. I was thinking what to do. It took me several days to realize I can't do this, I can't do that. Just bury them on the property, and it was wide open, sunlight. I remember my sister, she received either a gift of a lamb or a lamb was given to her upon her funeral, but that lamb showed up and I put it on my mother's grave. And the police must have that now too.
You call it a grave?
I think the sister.
You bury them in the backyard, you see it as a grave?
Well, I bury them and I put a thing around my mother's grave and I planted a peach tree next to her and I put that there.
What did you think as you were doing it? As you were taking their lives?
This is making me tense.
What was going through your head?
Not thoughts, action. Make sure it's done and not fool around, not make a mistake. But, you know, I'm sure the police are going to say what an incompetent idiot I am on that. But, you know.
Did they both pass away peacefully? Did they struggle as you did it?
Oh my God.
I would say the last minute, no. But they're, you know, I think my father died very quickly, surprisingly quickly. That shocked me. And then, you know, the part with my mother, that went quickly too.
Did you realize what you were doing, as righteous as you may have thought it was?
Even Ben Glaze would say to this guy, God, spit it out. Okay, I gotta pause to kind of like reassess. Becca Shea says, I don't believe it. He straight up murdered them. Maureen says, this guy is scary, crazy. Alan says he definitely had sex with them. Piano Finger Banger says, 100% psychopath. He's talking about this like something he did on a stroll through the park. Patrick says he's so matter of fact about this, mixed with that lisp. What the fuck? Man Bun Chris says, what zaniac was this? All right, I'm going to go back to it. But, I mean.
It was illegal and.
Oh, yeah.
You knew you were breaking the law. You knew you were.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have to squeeze the law to fit the humans, not us, the humans to fit the law.
I don't know why, but it's weird that he's holding his car keys in his right hand. And he's dressed like he's getting ready to go to the CrossFit Games. I'm going to jump ahead and I'll link this in. You can watch it whenever you want.
Very important. It's politics is subject to change. It's everything is negotiable. Donald Trump has proven that everything.
All right.
Grafton Park, we'd like to go there.
I think they told people that they were possibly moving to Germany.
That's what I said.
Did that mistaken? Are the neighbors remembering that incorrectly? Or could your parents?
That's news to me, to be honest.
Okay. All right. I think we're done.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for talking to us.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know why he did this, but he was arrested in the parking lot. My God. This is so strange. Thank you, Matt. Hazmat. Appreciate you. Albany police charged Lawrence with 2 counts of second-degree murder and 2 counts of concealment of a human corpse. He's set to be arraigned in Albany City Criminal Court on Friday. Okay. Yeah, this is fucked up. This is fucked up. You can't go killing people. In the story, they include all the statement that he made. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, "Easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling?" I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, "Dad, what do you want for Christmas?" And I go, "Well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like." And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. You can check that out. Megan says it feels like news guy kept talking to him so the cops could get there. Yeah, what's going through your brain when that happens? You know, I mean, if that's going to happen, you got to have mom and dad say that they, you know, at least signed the waiver, you know, like when you go to play fucking laser tag, you got to sign, or TC paintball, whatever, you got to sign the waiver. Which I don't know if that means you're completely absolved from any wrongdoing if something happens, but you got to at least try. Say, "Yeah, hey, Junior, you're here. We signed the waiver on it." He's absolved. And that isn't going to hold up in court. But at least you got mom and dad saying, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yoda World says, I think the only thing going through his brain is a bouncing DVD logo. 100%. You know, but you might get someone who says, talks about human euthanasia, which that's the big Jack Kevorkian thing. And I think in some countries you can do that. I'm not sure which ones that you can get state assisted or it's okay for euthanasia or some shit. But I can't do that. I think that's why we have hospice, you know. I'm all for you know, give me some drugs, some palliative care. And you know, I was reading that when you're at death's door, your body floods it your system with certain chemicals and hormones that you don't like feel pain. You know, you're not even there. You're already dead, for God's sake. I know that also when you're circling the drain, you'll hallucinate. You'll see things that aren't there. You'll be talking. That's why it's a very common thing. I was reading this. It was an article about from people who administer hospice care and the times that they've witnessed the people who were getting ready to die, suddenly they'll have like a two things will happen. They'll have like a comeback where they'll suddenly regain lucidity to some degree and make it seem like they're almost improving, but they're not. And then while that is happening, you may give the, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in forever. And you're like, who the fuck is he looking at? It's my dad. I haven't seen him since I was 8. How you doing, Dad? You'll have that moment. And that's going to fuck me up. You know? I would run out of the room. You know, I would be like this guy. I'd take like a lamp and just hit him and run out. Alan has it right. The surge is what the nurses call it. Yes, the surge. So they know it. You know, they got the family around. Oh, my God, he's making full recovery. He's riddled with cancer, but he's getting ready to run a 5K. The nurse is like, yeah, it's going to fade. It's the surge. You know, it's kind of like when a star is getting ready to go supernova. That's you when you get the surge. Nurses have seen it all. You know, you ever have that year about that scenario where like guy or gal is at death's door and they don't want to leave. They don't want to actually go to the Rainbow Bridge because the loved one is there. So they're like hanging on somehow. And the nurse says to like so-and-so, you got to go get in the elevator. You got to leave. You got to say goodbye. And you have to go. We got the shift is ending. Nobody wants to be here anymore. You got to go. All right. That's what Pooh Bear did when her dad died. She said, okay, Dad, I'm leaving. And I'm not coming back. You can go. It was sad. And she walked out, and by the time she got to the lobby, they said, "Yep, he's gone." People hang on like that. They don't want to die in front of you because they're like thinking that it's gonna hurt you. Let's see, Linda did that. She said, "I told my dad we were all good, and they raised us right, and he could go, and he died the next morning." Exactly. You know, that's, I'm sure, a touching moment. Dad, you did a good job. You urged me to date a guy 79 years older than me. I'm kidding. All right. I don't want to turn this, you know, stupid, but I just did. I guess Canada is the place to go if you want to croak. Bob says Canada allows kids to off themselves. Hazmat says, as Easy always says, laugh, think, cry. What a crock of shit. When that basket, I always hated that when Greg would do that. Jim Valvano told us we've got to laugh, think, cry every day. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you got to cry every day, you fucking twat. Shut up, you melodramatic bitch. That is such a crock of shit. You have to cry every day. You do? No, you don't. I hope I never cry again. Anyone who thinks you gotta laugh, think, cry every fucking day is an asshole. Such a crock of shit. I always hated that. God damn. I mean, I have cried, but I'm not going to go, every day I want to weep. Jesus. Branjo says, I appreciate Easy getting us back on the jokes. Alan says, my wife is a nurse. She does it all the time, tells people to go home and shower. Maureen says, murder lover Linda, I never could have gotten those words out. Glad I was holding his hand when he left us, though. Oh, God. Horrible. Linda says, I was bawling. It was when you guys went to dinner and I was alone with him. Becca Shea says, if I cried every day, my eyes would be swollen shut. Man Bun Chris talking about Freebird says, you cry when the mic is on. Everyone knows that with his stupid fake sniffs. Megan says, wait, you guys don't cry every day? Bob says, you can hear fucking Freebeer's nose bump the mic before the sniff. Yeah, he's a bitch. Cry every day. What a stupid bit of advice that was by Jim Valvano. And everybody makes such a big deal about that. He goes, oh, yeah, hey, Paisan, yeah, I'm dying. You got to laugh and you got to think and you got to cry every day. I would have stood up and said, fuck off. I mean, I can laugh, I guess, once in a while. I might think a little bit, but fuck that. I'm not going to cry every day. That is stupid. Anybody who cries every day is not a person that you want to be around. Who wants to hang out with some douchebag who cries every fucking day? I couldn't tell you the last time I cried. I could not tell you that. I don't know. However, today I was petting O'Neill, my heart dog, and I was like, I did get a little bit sentimental because at some point he has to go to the Rainbow Bridge, and that actually did make me sad. But it wasn't like I was like, oh, check, I cried today. I can check off the box and continue on with my pathetic fuckface day. I cried. Fuck you, asshole. My God. What do you think, O'Neill? Now, when he dies, sure, I'll cry. I'll hold him. And then, thank God I've got ADHD. Because after about 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, time to go. That's the end of that. Man Bun Chris says, cry? Good. Means you laugh or think next. Shut up. All right. How did we get onto that? We were talking about, it was because the guy killed his mom and dad. And then we started talking about euthanasia. My God. Do you remember Jack Kevorkian? That was the guy who was is an Armenian. He had that van, and if you wanted to die, you would call him up, and then he'd show up, and then you're dead. And he was represented by, like, Jeffrey Figer. It was a big deal. And then Kevorkian ended up going to prison, finally. And this is the old Detroit radio show, JJ and the Morning Crew, and George Beyer, who did Dick the Bruiser. I think I've played this on this show before. He would write parody songs that were, like, excellent. And he had musicians who would perform the music. And instead of "We're an American Band" by Grand Funk, he did Jack Kevorkian's Van. And I just love this. So this is a brief musical interlude of the Dick the Bruiser Band.
Easy to spot, sitting in the corners parking lot, an old VW with tanks in the back. The owner says that suicide's a natural act. Parked all night with a stiff, I got to tell ya, anglers really miffed. Retired doctor, hair of white, will guarantee you'll make it to the morgue by night. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van. It's coming to your town to bring your heart rate down. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van. All them court justices in Michigan refused to keep the man from going on with this show. Parked his van in the middle of the night. His Southfield attorney, he was out of sight. Now this young fellow, he had a plan. He was gonna take his life in the van. He said, "Come on, Jack, let's get it on." And he proceeded to put the gas mask on. It's Jack Kevorkian's van. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van. It's coming to your town to bring your heart rate down. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van. It's Jack Kevorkian's Van.
So a lot of you are like, what's up with the voice? Why does he sound like a Muppet? That is the character Dick the Bruiser, which was a very, very popular old school wrestler back in the day. And that guy, George Beyer, did the voice of Dick the Bruiser on the air. So JJ and the Morning Crew, that was one of the characters on the show. Was this guy who had a voice like this? And that's the background of that. A little bit of you had to be there, but I enjoyed the song. Yoda World says, Sesame Street getting weird. He sounds like a Muppet. Man Bun Chris says, it sounds like your Luke Bryan impression. Oh, well, not exactly. Luke Bryan, he sings like this. All my songs sound like this. I am singing on a stage, shaking my money maker with a girl, yeah, girl, yeah. Girl, yeah, yeah. Girl, yeah, girl, yeah. Girl, yeah, yeah. I got a cowboy hat on and my two tight jeans. I am singing for you now. Shake your money maker, girl. Shake your money maker. What was the song you and Ben made fun of? That was the guy is having a heart attack from, she's so good looking, Flatliner. Yeah, that's what that is. Flatliner by Cole Swindell and Dierks Bentley. That's what it is. Hey, man, she's so beautiful. I got to call 911 because I'm dying. She's so beautiful. Oh, my God. She give me a. By the way, there is a story going out around country music. I don't know if people saw this one coming, but what's his name? It's everybody loves him. He's from Australia. He's got like all the people that are Maureen's age love him. And his hair is greasy as fuck. And he's like the friendliest soul on the planet. What is that? There it is. Keith Urban. He is splitting up. He and Nicole Kidman are calling it quits after 19 years. How the fuck? What? Okay. There you go. There they are. Split after 19 years of marriage. This picture, wow, the 2025. They both look good. She's still a smoke show. He looks the same. He hasn't changed at all. Wow. I guess they've been living apart for quite some time since the beginning of the summer. She's been caring for the couple's two daughters and holding the family together during this time. All right, so right away, what happened?
What do you think happened?
Well, he had to have cheated on her. That's always the first thing people jump to. He had to have cheated on her because if her statement is, or the friend of the family says, yeah, she's staying at home holding the family together, that's implying he is not. All right? Now I've heard about the amicable splits. I don't believe that actually happens. And I wonder how many what the percentage of divorces are because of cheating, and how many are cheated but it's not even revealed. You know, sometimes you'll get somebody who's a little wily, and then there's a breakup that occurs, and there's like a mistress or a manstress. And that isn't even found out. I mean, like Jeremy Kay, that was what propelled him to lose 135 pounds. He found out that some crazy bitch was not riding his stumpy dong and was cheating on him. And he found that out after the fact. That happens. And Nicole is taking care of the kids. One is 17. And the kid's name is Sunday Rose. And then Faith Margaret is 14. Let's see. Australian-born actress, Nashville-based musician. But he's Australian too, right? Earlier this year, Kidman shared a black and white anniversary photo on social media celebrating their relationship. Man, I don't know what I would do if Pooh Bear and I broke up. That would be bad. You know, I thought she was going to after I ate the BC Pizza pinwheel yesterday. But she worked past it. Tyler's here revealing something interesting. He says, my ex-wife said she wanted to separate but had a boyfriend a week later. Well, yeah, it was going down. Rebecca says that Nicole Kidman's face is plasticky. Hazmat says, which one is Keith? Becca Shea says, yeah, because eating someone else's pizza is grounds for divorce. Well, I thought so because she wanted to kill me. Man Bun Chris says, stay in each other's orbits. That's the best easy advice. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So, like, perfect example. Justin, my son-in-law, loves playing golf. So Jackie said, well, then I'm going to learn how to play golf too because I want to play golf with you. And so She did. And so now all they do is play fucking golf four times a week together. And I'm like, and I said to her, I go, that's a good thing you did that. She says, why? I go, you don't even know it, but that is bulletproofing your marriage. She says, what the hell are you talking about, Dad? I said, well, if he's spending all that time doing something not with you, it's just not a good practice. Okay? So the fact that you did that is definitely a preventative maintenance procedure, in my opinion. So, like Pooh Bear, I said, look, you got to help me pick up sticks. And she said, I'm not picking up sticks. I'm going to read this book. I said, okay, here's a BC pizza pinwheel. I don't want it now. I'll have it later. Okay, I'll eat it. That's true. Okay. Becca Shea says that Keith Urban needs a new hairdo. Branjo says, hell of a guitar player, too. Yeah, he is a great guitar player. I don't know if his face is plasticky, but it definitely looks dirty. And I think it's because of the hair. You know? But chicks love this guy. All right, so rest in peace to that marriage. Okay. Rest in peace also to, well, two beloved animals at our local zoo. Thank you, Megan, for sending me this story and for also tipping me off as to the celebrity status of this chimpanzee. You are right on this, and I'm very excited about this story, and I will finish here. But a animal known as a kelp gull, it's a bird, died at the local zoo. That animal's name is Sonny, so rest in peace, Sonny. Also, Sammy has passed away. Sammy is this chimpanzee who lived for quite some time. Sammy was 47. And he's had some chronic health challenges, according to this. And the kelp gull, believe it or not, was 42. The bird was 42, and the chimp was 47. How'd you like to be the guy who discovers the chimpanzee? Makes me wonder if there has ever been a time where guy discovers that the chimpanzee has passed away and he goes to, like, you know, approach it. And it's not. It hasn't passed away. It's just sleeping. And then the chimpanzee rips off the dude's face. Now, why is this special? Why is this... is this chimpanzee a celebrity? Well, we need to go back several years to this moment right here. Some of you are seeing this for the first time. And I want you to get ready for what you're about to see. This is probably right after he showed up in 09. Sammy the chimpanzee. I take it back. It says 2017, but I swear it happened before that. You can see Sammy down on the walkway. Now, what you don't see in this camera shot on the still is Grandma is there along with a number of other people that have taken Grandma to the zoo. She wanted to see Sammy the chimp. But Sammy, you see that right arm? He's going to reach underneath his undercarriage and push out shit. And he is then shit in his hand. And then he's going to throw it backhanded. He's going to fling the shit up. Okay? Now, I know some of you are going to watch this and say there's no way that that actually happened. But this absolutely happened. This was an incredible moment in time. The shit is going to fly through the air and it's going to land right on Grandma's nose.
Come on,
there. The shit has landed on her nose, and Grandma's looking at the camera. I needed more. Come on. See, he's kind of like getting warmed up here, and then you'll see him go deep, push out the poo, and then he's going to let it go in one quick motion. Here he goes. Right there. He's shitting. There it goes. There's the shit. Look at the shit is right here. Oh. It got Grandma. The shit landed on her fucking nose. My God. This poor woman. That is still one of the most incredible things that I have ever seen in my entire life. A lot of you have never seen this before. Jeez. David says, ha ha. Stevie says, oh my God. Branjo says, call Dr. Kevorkian. Alan says, that chick in the orange is totally into scat now. Well, rest in peace to that hilarious chimpanzee. That would be Sammy, along with Sonny, the kelp gull. Both of these amazing creatures, may they rest in peace, and God bless their eternal souls. See you at the Rainbow Bridge. Say hello to my dogs, Macy, Sarah, Daisy, and Lola. We have the asshole of the day coming up. If you have a suggestion, by all means, you can leave it in the chat. We have to schedule Pinball Orgy number 3 over at Pinball Land, the retro gaming facility in all of West Michigan. The only one. All right. You have dozens of pinball machines that you can choose from, dozens of stand-up arcades. Some of these stand-up arcade games have thousands of games on them themselves. You will never run out of new games to play at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. If you need more information about them, go to their website, pinball-land.com, pinball-land.com, and mention me when you go there to spend a day playing fun pinball or video games. Retro arcade old school video games. Pinball-land.com. You can get an hour for $9, 2 hours for 15, or all day for 20. You can get a drink, an alcoholic beverage from any of the other businesses around Pinball Land in that downtown Rockford area, and you can bring them into Pinball Land, put them in the cup holder while you play pinball. Finally, last but not least today, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage invites you to reach out to them when you're ready to get your mortgage. Call Mario at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Get started today with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now and refinance later. Today's asshole of the day comes to us from Albany, New York, and it's got to be that psychopath, Lawrence Krauss, who's smothered his mom and dad and collected their Social Security for years and then went on TV and acted like a fucking idiot, a fucking weirdo. May he rot in hell. That is your asshole of the day today. Bob says, Amway, no, it can't be. It's got to be Lawrence. If Lawrence Krauss wasn't the asshole of the day or wasn't in the news, then perhaps. All right. Thank you for being part of the show today. I appreciate your time and being part of the audience. And I'll talk to you on Patreon a little later on. Have a good one. Bye-bye.